fellow had a cat and loved her to distraction. He found her beautiful and sweet, a huge attraction. Her meows were the loveliest, her meows were the loveliest, her meows were the loveliest. He was that crazy, that obsessed. This fellow then, by weeping and by clamor, by sorcery and arts of glamour, obtained this boon from destiny, that one fine day his cat would be one fine woman, and that very morning Mr. Seeley made her his wife. Such reckless love was never seen, so crazy had his courtship been. No lovely lady ever did her favorite so foreseen mate. As did this cat, this newly wed, her husband in his manic state. He billed and cooed, her words were pleasant, he saw no signs of catness present. He thought of making worse his bed move. Perfect woman, yes, that's my love. But then some little mice who came another carpet disturbed the pleasure of the newly married pair. Straight away, madam was right there. She did not catch the little varmints. When the mice came again, madam had all her plans laid. For she had a woman's appearance, and the mice were unafraid. She always found it appetizing, truly nature's force surprising. It is contemptuous, the time is transient, the fabric holds its plate, the perfume jar its scent. In vain we try to coax it loose from his accustomed precedent. Whatever measures we may use, we cannot make it different. Your pitchfork or your strap will not reform its character one jot, or if you wield a great big stick. No good, for there's no escaping. Use him, your door shut, here's the trick. It finds your open window gaping.